Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Hebrews 2:1-4. The marvelous salvation which God has wrought among humanity has been greatly displayed. This salvation was secured by the incarnation of the Son of God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, John 1:14. God came to earth in the form of human flesh, and the eyes of man looked upon God. Jesus Christ was born of God, without man in the natural process of reproduction, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ suffered this tremendous humiliation as he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, Philippians 2:7-8. This great salvation has been accomplished amidst great sufferings and the self-denial of the Son of God. This salvation was effected by the display of great love. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, Ephesians 2:4, never in the whole history of the world has greater love ever been shown. This salvation was attended by great miracles and wonders which the world had never before witnessed. There was the virgin birth of Jesus, and the marvelous works which he performed, which gave proof of his divine nature. There was the wonder of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his ascension into heaven, as he was set on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool, Hebrews 1:13. By God's divine hand, Jesus has been crowned as Savior and King and Lord. By God's divine authority, the Holy Ghost has brought forth a divine testimony of the salvation which has been effected through Jesus Christ. The question which we must consider is, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Talks from the Bible have been brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.